So, welcome to a last-minute edition of Anime Talk. I am Joe, your host.
Oh, I'm Aeroblip.
Sorry, we're getting some feedback there. This is definitely a last-minute edition this time. We've had to kind of come together at the last minute, get some great topics together for you guys. So let's move right into some of that stuff. First up, as always, it is Joe and Aeroblip as your host tonight.
What's up?
You guys can find us on Twitter at JoeAnimated and at Aeroblip. You can send us messages there as well as using the social stream on the right-hand side. And then if for some reason we miss you, try taking an Anime Talk and we'll catch it that way as well.
Yep.
Also, just if you guys haven't heard, we have a new writer at Anime Audio Log. It is Crazy Dave. Hopefully you've had a chance to come by, say hi, and let him know how much you appreciate his hard work that will be coming up in the future.
Come on, guys. Seriously, you got to get excited. It's Crazy Dave. This man is like the Pixiv master. You don't understand, yes. Dude. He's got every... If you need a picture of something, he's got it, dude. Greatest guy. Greatest guy.
Definitely. Definitely. So, go by, say hi to Dave, and that's about it. Hopefully, we'll have some great stuff from him coming up in the next few weeks. He's already got his first post, which was obviously Pixiv, something he knows very well, but there's other things he's interested in that he will be writing about.
Well, speaking of new posts, didn't we have a new show that came out as well?
We did. We have a brand new show featuring Akira, formerly of Moe Fundamentalism, and your co-conspirator Keva over at Desu X. So if you guys haven't seen that yet, it's more reminiscent if you guys have ever seen Pardon the Interruption, where it's both the hosts, they're limited by time on each of their topics, and they go back and forth until time runs out. They argue, they debate, they bring you some fresh perspectives, and it's a lot of fun because it's fast-paced and hard-hitting.
Yep. Just imagine going through 100 topics like in 2 minutes. It's that fast.
Yeah, and if you've ever listened to Kevo or Akira talk, you know they can do it pretty quickly.
Yeah. So if you guys don't... Oh, go on.
No, I'll say go for it.
Oh, well, if guys also don't remember Kevo as well, he joins me on the Friday Anime Podcast as well, which released our episode last Friday. Who would have thought?
Yes.
So, yeah.
So go check that out as well. You know, we've partnered up with Desu X on some different things, so go check them out as well as the podcast we have on our site.
All right.
So first up, Aeroblip, let's talk about Muv Love. Or I guess let's backtrack for a sec. This edition of Anime Talk is going to talk about our two core shows this season. So one of those shows is Muv Love, which doesn't quite get a lot of love.
It doesn't need any more love. Like it's got all the love it can have, and that's all it deserves. But yeah, so Muv Love, for those who actually follow the show, or for those who don't follow the show, Muv Love is about some dystopian future where there's a bunch of aliens, and supposedly it's supposed to be about a group of test pods trying to make new mechs, but the past few episodes, all I've seen them do is punch each other in the face, drink at bars, and hang out at, you know, hot springs. I mean, is that what test pilots do?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's actually... The whole point is an alien race is coming to conquer and destroy them, and they're more worried about getting in bar fights and getting hit on by all the hot girls around them.
I mean, if I was getting hit on by hot girls and I'm about to die soon, I would totally, you know, take advantage of that. But, yeah, like... it was really weird. The first half, I was kind of invested in the show. Not so much as like the whole aliens or the fighting itself, but just for the fact that the planes were kind of reminiscent of, you know, what you would see in like the defense industry today. Like you clearly had your references to the F-16s. You have the German stuff. You have the shit, Slavichna. It was essentially like a plane analogy, and that's why I liked. And the second half, there's no more planes. I mean, you got the Raptor, but there's no more planes. There's just tits and ass and bar fights and things that you think would sound fun, but just really aren't.
It's just poorly executed, and there's a lot of racial stereotyping in there, which is kind of retarded.
Wait, there's racial stereotyping?
It's not exactly friendly on the whole. I don't know.
I think you're getting mixed up here. I don't think the show's being racist. I think it's just being xenophobic.
Okay, that's probably... Okay, that would be better. I will give you that. Xenophobic is probably a better way to... But it's just not that good. And for a mecha show, you expect some more... One, you expect more mecha, and two, you expect a... Well, never mind. If you want to go into, like, Gundam, there's a lot of xenophobic type stuff there, too. So it's more on par with that, but it's just not very good.
Yeah, like, I hate to say it, but I was... Like, you know, the first three episodes, they were enough to get me interested. And, you know, the engineer in me tells me, and what you tell me as well, I have to finish the show. And as long as I'm still, you know, getting, as long as I'm still getting these plane references, I can't help but like it. Or not like it is probably too strong to say. I can't help but watch it.
Yeah. So if you're still watching it, good for you. If you haven't, kept up with it, I don't think you're missing a whole lot. You could probably cliff note it and call it good.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm not sure if you still saw the last episode, but after everyone got naked in the hot springs, they're supposed to go back to the whole test pilot versus test pilot thing where it's essentially my country's better than your country through robot fights. That's supposed to pick back up again.
Uh-huh.
So, yay? Question mark? So, you know, I mean, for those who like the action, it is supposed to pick up back to it. So I'd say if you managed to stick along this far, it can't hurt to keep going, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. So what else is our next two-course show we've got going on? Space Bros.
Oh, yes, Space Bros. This show is so good.
But... So this is a 50-episode series, so we're more than two-core. We're like almost a third of the way through now? Two-thirds of the way through, excuse me?
Two-thirds? No, I don't even know. It's like supposed to be 50 episodes, right?
Yeah, so I think we're at the two-thirds mark.
60%! Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Three-fifths.
And this show's definitely very cyclical. I think there's episodes that are very good. There's lots of filler, so to speak, in between. But it's very cynical when it has great episodes and when it has okay episodes.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think that every single episode is great. But I can't understand why people, you know, are starting to turn away from the show. So I guess around episode The Teens, that's where you had like the whole pilot test, or not pilot test, the astronaut test with the character development. And I think that's what people loved about it. And that kind of strayed away from that. For the past 10 episodes, it's just been about essentially Muta moping around and like watching his brother go into space. And yes, while I like to see NASA and I like to see JAXA and I like to see rockets, I'm not getting that same character development as we were seeing previously. I mean, we did see some stuff with Muta and his younger brother Hibito, and there was, you know, there was a little bit of jealousy, but there was a lot of praise, and you know, he was really proud of his brother. But like, it's stagnating. Would you agree with that?
I would agree that we're at a stage right now where it's very stagnating. His brother just went off to the moon. These last few episodes were really focused on making that launch sequence as many episodes as they could. They probably could have condensed that down by half and still accomplished the same goal they want. But they were going for a little extra drama and whatnot with the dog getting lost and everything. But we'll see what happens now that his brother's on the moon and he has to actually get back to doing something.
Yeah. Well, so if you guys haven't caught the previous episode, the anime pretty much said we're going back to the tests. So like, there's probably gonna be one, maybe two episodes where Muta is still admiring his brother, you know, on his way to the moon. But then right after that, we're jumping right back into the astronauts, and I think that's the strongest part of the show, is that like, it's not about development of Muta, but it's development of Muta and his friends, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I think it'll start to pick up again. I think we're gonna see a steady rise to a good climax, where I think I'm actually seeing where this show is going to end, where he finally gets on a rocket of some sort and transports up. We won't see post that, but I think that's where it's going to end up.
Well, you think that he's going to win, and that's you know, that's a little, you know, optimistic.
You know, hey, I had my chance with things being pessimistic in a certain magical girl show, and that didn't happen. So I've given up all hope on tragic endings in anime.
I didn't say it was going to be tragic, but you know, I'm just saying, what makes you think he's going to be an astronaut? Like, you're just, I think you're kind of like jumping the gun there. You're counting your eggs before they hatch.
I think it's safe to say that this show would be an abject failure if he didn't.
I don't think that's true at all. I mean, I saw my rockets. I got to hear my astronauts. He could die for all I care.
Oh no.
No. But seriously, yeah. Seriously. For those people who are like complaining about the show, it's going back. Like, the latest episode about Azuma, really, it was a really awesome episode. Like, that was the kind of stuff that we liked back then when they were actually doing the tests. And so, you know what? I think the show is going to be just fine.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I think overall, when it's all said and done, it'll be something that people will want to buy on a Blu-ray or DVD or whatnot.
Maybe.
I think for a 50-episode show, it's better than a lot of – it's better than some other 50-episode shows.
Yeah, but there's, you know, I'm just thinking that if it's going to be 50 episodes, that's going to be like 200 Blu-rays, and I don't have that money.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous cost-wise. I'll give you that. They seem to jack that up way too much.
Darn this recession.
And then there's Sword Art Online, the light novel adaptation that people blog for the comedy. Well, the comedy it's become. I don't know what you can say about this show anymore.
You're still watching it, though, right?
I am watching it because I have read. This is one show where the book is better than the movie. You know what I mean?
Like, no, because I'm not reading the book.
Yeah, well, the light novel, like, for example, this last week, they're on this massive bridge, right? And instead of going around people to take care of something, he goes right through the middle.
Hmm.
And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But then if you read the light novel in the same paragraph, it's not this massive bridge. It's this narrow little path that he has to go through to get to the guys behind that are actually hurting him. It makes more sense. You know what I mean? They've lost – they're sacrificing story for effect.
Yeah.
And this whole show has been about sacrificing what's only an average story at best, right? For more flair and effect.
You know what? I think you're giving it a little too much credit. Okay, so I read the first light novel, so back then when it was actually in Sword Art Online. But after that, I'm not even sure what the whole point of the story is anymore. Like, there's I don't get the direction. I don't understand what the main characters are doing. Like, you say they're trying to build up tension and action, but one, I don't see, there's not much action. Like, I mean, he turns into a dinosaur, that's it. And like, two, like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm literally lost. I don't know what's going on in the show. I'm still watching it because apparently people think it's funny to, you know, beat up on this show, which I would agree with.
See, but that's the point is in the light novels, there's actually some continuity and they've completely just abandoned that.
Yeah.
They're not giving any reasons. There's not enough points of reference. And so the adaptation is, like I said, the light novel is nothing that will win a Pulitzer, but they're taking what's already like a 5 out of 10 and they're driving it into the ground.
I suppose.
Spectacular, but by any means, but you're taking something that was written for a 12-year-old in terms of its literary style and things like that, and you're completely butchering it.
Well, I guess if it was written for a 12-year-old and you're butchering the writing, maybe it's not necessarily being butchered. Maybe you're just making it more accessible. Maybe you're actually suiting it towards the audience, which is the 12-year-olds. Like, you know, we have bigger brains. We are smarter. So therefore, we can recognize this as shit. But, you know, they're going to be the 12-year-olds that are going to be, you know, tugging on their mom's sleeve saying, Mommy, Mommy, can you buy this for me? Then, you know, I guess this is technically a success, right?
That'd be true. I guess it'd be interesting to see the demographics in Japan for this show. Like, what audience is really driving it to success? Because it's not doing bad, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, like, it's a business, so all going to be in the Blu-rays and the DVD sales. And from what I've gathered, based on piecing together little bits of kanji that I think I recognize, the pre-orders say that this show is actually doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well is relative, but I think the numbers are higher than what I would have predicted them to be in the first place.
So it must be reaching its demographic in Japan.
Yeah.
Whether that demographic is the same demographic that is watching it here, this is available on Crunchyroll, right? So whether it's the same demographic that's watching it here, who's to say? But it's definitely not reaching the over 18 crowd very well, from what I can see.
Yeah, maybe not over 18. I'd say it's definitely hitting the teenagers. And to be honest, like, if you go to 4chan or if you go to Reddit, they talk about Sword Art Online. Like, they don't talk about Space Bros. They talk about Sword Art Online. And if it's getting talked about, that means people are watching it.
Well, that and Horizon gets talked about, too. It doesn't mean, yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, Horizon was popular enough to warrant a second season, and people are asking for a third, right?
True, so, but that has a cult following, which is beyond scary.
I mean, if it sells, it sells. Like, as much as we like to complain that this show is shit, like, we're not going to change the fact that this show is going to sell. I hate to say it, but I don't think people are that influenced by my opinion. I can only go so far. I can only entertain them so much.
Yeah.
If they like the show, then they like the show. So
people have complained to me that, you know, money doesn't talk, that, you know, other things should take precedence, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, these companies care about what brings in an income. And
exactly.
If it's generating profit, they're not going to stop milking the cow.
It's fine. Like, let it keep going.
Let it keep going.
I mean, I will say for the record, I mean, compliment sandwich. I will say for the record that this show, like, it's pretty, so I can still watch it.
So, Aeroblip, today you introduced me to something called Jossip on Deck.
Oh, yes.
So, because I'm a newbie to all this. I put a link up here on the stream, too, so people can see what we're talking about. Hopefully you guys will type this in, go check it out real quick while we're talking. Tell us about Jossip.
Okay, Jossip on Deck. Man, this nigga is hardcore. I'm kidding. No, but seriously.
Now, remind people that you're a black guy so you can say that.
I mean, if I weren't a black guy, I'd still said it.
All right, go on.
Anywho, anyone can, like, as a black man, anyone can say the word. I really don't care. It's a fucking word. That's, yes, I'm sorry. I would try to keep the show PG, but yes, like, I don't give a damn who says the word. That's a different topic.
All
Point
right.
on hand is that Jossip on Deck, I actually discovered him today, not gonna lie. I got a text 2 o'clock in the morning last night, and I was like, and some one of my friends was like, dude, apparently this guy exploded on 4chan. So I checked it out, and this fool is hilarious. Like, it's this 17-year-old Black American teenager, African American teenager, who is essentially just making generic yet catchy, but generic beats and rapping. And what does he rap about? He raps about anime. And it's not, I'm not saying it's clever or unique or Shakespeare-like. No, this dude, it just makes the most generic sounding rap, but it's about anime, and what he actually says is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, so
So
I've linked to one of his more PC videos. Now, if you look through his list, there's definitely some other ones that are
yes.
less appropriate for the under 18 crowd.
So, okay, so yeah, his I guess his most popular, quote unquote, popular song is Anime Pussy. But yeah, I know, right? But yeah, it just kind of shows you what he's kind of go for. But you know, there's other songs. There's like Moshi Moshi, and you know, there's MOE, which is Moe Over Everything. Like, I don't know why, but I'm not saying he's deep. I'm not saying this is a deconstruction of rap. But what I am seeing is that it's kind of funny of how you can take something that's generic. Like, to be honest, like rap today kind of ticks me off just because of the fact that, you know, it sounds samey. It's almost like pop music. It's they're all the same. They kind of blend together. He does that, but he does it with anime, and it's almost in a sense like J-pop. Like, I don't know. It just amuses me of how you just take a bunch of like stereotypes. Like, you take a word and you break it up into an acronym, and the acronym is based off the original word. Or like some silly wordplay like that, like Flowrida. Remember that Florida? Flowrida. But he
Yes.
does that with Moe, MOE, Moe Over Everything. Like, Anime Pussy is literally about him like getting with his waifu and talking
Yes.
shit about Ash because he didn't go for Misty. And you know, it's like it's just so it's so stupid, but it's just I just can't it just can't help but bring a smile on my face.
And
You don't sound as
it just shows you how
happy.
diverse the fandom is when you get a guy like this who's making rap like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So like we've definitely got the mashups before, right? Like there was that one recent trend where like everyone was like slant or like yeah, there was all those slam remixes to DJ Quad City. So you get that stuff too. You get your mashups. I mean, I've seen mashups out there of like Index and who's that fat guy? I can't remember from Gnarls Barkley.
Oh,
Yeah, it
I
just
don't
serves a
know.
significant. Yeah. Do you know who I'm talking about? That big fat black guy with the sunglasses.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Damn, that's blanking me. But yeah, but like, but Jossip on Deck, like it's just so silly because yeah, he's essentially like the rapper that represents 4chan.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And it's if you're looking for some good comedy and some stuff, it's definitely funny to watch. It's all over. He's got a whole YouTube playlist there. There's got to be what, at least 8 or 10 tracks.
Yeah, I mean they all came out
Yeah.
today too, or not today, like in the past like couple days.
Okay. So he's been working on this for a while. Go ahead and give it a listen. I don't know if I'm going to endorse it, but you can definitely have some fun listening to it.
Okay, let me Jossip on Deck. I ain't talking shit about you, all right? I ain't talking shit. I don't want to start no war or anything, all right? You cool. We cool, right? But I just can't help but laugh because your shit is hilarious. It is ridiculous. All right.
Oh, that's funny.
We cool, bro, right? We cool? All right, that's good. Got my name.
All right. All right, Aeroglip, we're down to our funnest segment of the night. Three questions, two guys, 1 minute.
All right, hit me. Let's do
I've
this.
got some fun stuff here. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, let's jam. So first question, what is your favorite female anime character?
Senju Gohara. Holo from Spice Wolf in second place. Senju Gohara.
All right, favorite male character.
Ooh, shit. I actually do like Muta from Space Bros, to be honest. He does make the show. And yeah, I mean, most shows I watch have generic MC, so he's probably the best you can do.
I gotcha. And then if you could cosplay as any character in anime, or we'll even expand it to manga, what would you do?
See, I'm just gonna go out the window and just say, fuck you. If I could cosplay, I would probably cosplay as Lewis from Left 4 Dead.
All right, all right.
What about you? Come on, where's
Okay,
your
so
answers?
favorite female character, Urabe Mikoto from Mysterious Girlfriend X. I'd
Okay.
cosplay as the guy that throws around the pop machines from Durarara, tall white guy. And
Yeah.
favorite male character.
Oh, you're out.
Favorite male character.
Pretty sure
We're out
we
of
got
time,
time,
by the
but
way. I don't. There's a lot of guys I like. I think I like Hay from Darker Than Black.
I haven't seen Darker Than Black.
I like his character. Just because he's got his... He has his power, so to speak, is he can transfer electricity, shock people.
I mean, then, I heard he's Electric Batman. That's all.
Yeah, Electric Batman. But he has to pay a penance every time he does his power. And his penance is he has to gorge himself on food.
That's silly.
So it's kind of funny. But yeah. But he's definitely one of my favorite characters. So that's what I would do. I'd cosplay as the guy. I can't remember his name. The blonde-haired guy from Durra that can throw the pop machines and stuff. He's always trying to kill the villain, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, I know who you're talking about. It starts with an S.
But... Yeah. And then, like I said, Urabe, you gotta love her. The whole drool thing is hilarious.
Dude, you're falling for a high school girl.
Eh. It's the character, right? It's the personality. Don't take me as a pedophile, please. It's not what I'm saying. Please don't go there.
All right. I'm just saying that you just told me your waifu is a high school girl.
I said favorite character. I'm not talking waifu. No. I have a wife. She has three kids with me. We're good in that.
All right. Okay. She's well, by the way. Thank you, man.
She's
well.
Yes. There we go. So, we're at the end of the show.
We're at the end of the show. We do have one last quick announcement, though.
Go for it.
There's no football. Damn it. All right. So
I didn't get time to put the picture in, but yes.
That's fine. No big. Okay. So for those who don't know, Joe and I, we're big football fans, and we're actually doing fantasy football together.
Yes,
actually,
we're in
the same league. this week, this upcoming Saturday, Thursday through Sunday, we will be going against each other in fantasy football. And
this is for a playoff berth. This is potential postseason.
Yes, lives are on the line right now.
Like, bragging rights. The whole
if
works.
If I lose, I might commit suicide just because I don't want to lose to you. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker. We're gonna do a penalty game, a batsu game, so to speak. But I want you, the guest, to come up with our penalty. So let's say, for an example, we go as predicted, and I beat Joe. I will take one of your recommendations out there for a batsu game and apply it to him. So if you guys give the recommendation of, I don't know, Joe has to watch Idolmaster, then Joe has to watch Idolmaster. And of course, if Joe wins, then he gets to choose whatever penalty that you guys submit, and then I will do it because, you know, I'm a man and I can handle anything.
So instead of watching an entire series, if we're going to watch an anime, just one episode.
No. I mean, it's up to the discretion of the winner.
Because there isn't enough time. Yeah, it has to be something that we can do before the end of the year.
Don't limit their creativity. I mean,
all right.
We again, don't forget, we regulate, but I need your ideas. I need your ideas. So everyone out there, when the show gets posted, reply in the comment section, or what you can do, which is a lot more convenient, is hashtag anime talk. And then tell us what penalty game or what penalty we should invoke on the loser.
Yeah, go ahead and put those in there. We'll put some of those penalties. If you guys do it between now when we put this up on the post and do the podcast on iTunes, I will put I'll put all of those lists or all of those recommendations in the post for people to vote on.
Okay. I mean,
so whatever comes up before we put this up, which hopefully we can do before the end of the week, then we'll see from there.
And of course, by the next show, which is next Tuesday, we'll of course announce who the winner was. Me. And then we will watch Joe suffer.
We'll see. I've got my own plans.
Where do you have your plans?
I don't plan to lose.
Do you realize you don't have Adrian Peterson?
I know. That's my biggest hurdle. I'm down 25 points already this week.
Yes.
It's the worst week to play you. That's the only reason you might win is that my best running back is sitting on the bench.
I have Drew Brees, and he's going against the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, that's like a 400-yard day. But anyways, guys, thank you for watching. Come join us at Anime Audio Log. Come see this post. Come see our other posts. Come see our podcasts. We do – we have audio reviews we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we have a bunch of stuff. So we have audio reviews. We have one coming up later this week as well. We've just recently posted Hyoka. Don't forget to watch or listen to On the Clock. You have, Kibo and Akira.
Yep.
Speaking of Kibo,
we have two episodes of
there's
that.
Also Fabcast. And then we also have Dave joining us, and Dave's got a bunch of posts in store as well.
Definitely. So now, you guys, you can search for On the Clock, Anime On the Clock, or Anime Talk on iTunes. Just type it in. You can find both the feeds there. Easy to add to your favorite podcast application.
Okay.
Anything that's video related, we always post to YouTube. So you can find Anime Talk. You can find the Psychopass video we've done. Heck, you can even find the fun video we did for Kara at Kara Nails Ramblings there. It's a funny stuff. Go ahead, check it out there. And if you're interested in being a special guest, maybe we'll do a topical show and get you engaged. Send me an email there, or go to our About page on Anime Audiolog and type a comment in there, and we'll get you something set up and bring you in. We've got a couple guests already working on some topical shows that should be coming up here in the near future.
Sweet.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun having a third wheel on board.
I mean, that just means you're going to get left out.
I know, pretty much.
Because I guarantee you whoever's going to come on is going to say that they think that Hitamari is like the second best show of the season. With Heroes and Panzer being number one.
So far, the two people I've got on care nothing about Hitamari. Well, I think they don't, so we'll have to see.
But they care about Heroes and Panzer, and that's the most important thing.
True. All right, guys. As always, if you have any questions, just feel free to comment, let us know, and we will try to get it in.
Penalty games. Help us.
Yes, and yeah, don't forget, penalty game coming up. Let us know what you want.
All right.
Is that about
Peace
it?
Out, guys. Yep.
All right, have a good night, everybody.
Later.